For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Those words written by Paul in 2 Corinthians 10:3 are just one of the many reasons that Christian nationalism fails as a valid Christian theology. Hello, I'm the Reverend Hank Wilson, and welcome to Living a True Christian Life. Today, it's all about a cancer that is taking over the Christian church here in America. That cancer is Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism ignores the teachings of Jesus. Christian nationalism preaches that the United States was founded by God to be a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant nation, that it is the right and duty of all Christians to rule over all others. Now, while some apologists for the movement say they do not want a theocracy, they admit that they want Christianity to enjoy a privileged position in the public square. This is political, not spiritual. It means that you don't have to respect other viewpoints, and you can, in fact, discriminate against those who disagree or who do not practice your brand of belief, who are not in your denomination. After all, if you have a pure Christian nation, you do not have to respect adherents of Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, or any other religion. Their wishes means nothing because a Christian nationalist believes they are superior to all others. In the past, this manifested itself in what historians call manifest destiny, which became the mantra of politicians after John Sullivan in 1845 wrote, "The fulfillment of our manifest destiny to overspread the continent allotted by Providence for the free development of our yearly multiplying millions." That call of divine privilege was used to justify the elimination of the indigenous people and to support the right to own slaves. It was all done in the name of Christianity, even though there's no biblical justification for it. Modern politicians and sadly many religious leaders have once again called for it to be the primary guiding rule in America. You see this in today's politics, where people are more concerned about showing their moral superiority than they are about following the teachings of Jesus. There is more to life than the here and now, and Jesus was emphatic about what he considered most important for his followers. It was not the most powerful army. It was not about being loud and flamboyant. It was not about making others bend to some arbitrary code. It is about taking care of others. In the earliest days of Christianity, before Constantine made the church a political organization and turned it from a heavenly focused practice to a worldly focused business, Christians actually behaved as Christians were taught. According to Pliny the Younger in a letter to the Emperor Trajan around 119 AD, they